Good morning, everybody. I would like to actually not talk too much about mHealth per se specifically, but take the mHealth conversation into the broader subject area that countries are now interested in figuring out. It's in the context of the enterprise architecture. Here we're talking about enterprise in terms of national level, not in terms of a software application. I want to pass on three messages. They are simple and you, I think, hopefully will all agree. Reliable health information systems are essential for better healthcare delivery and better health outcomes. Functional health information system depends on harmonized and interoperable data elements between devices and approaches. And then the last one but not least is the standards-based approach will remain as an important platform for a viable health information systems to operate. It doesn't matter whether you're talking mHealth or eHealth or any aspect of health. And in many cases, standards really becomes the issue of interoperability. So there is a sense of urgency insofar as mHealth area is concerned. We know many actors play in this game of assistance, and it is not a game in the context of winning and losing, but in the area of assistance and making people happy, we create fragmentation. Many assistants do create fragmentation insofar as healthcare is concerned in the name of assistance. Health information systems really need to be in place for rapid disease detection and containment, and it goes without saying mHealth can be of great value if appropriately implemented. Countries have obligations, apart from using technology, to report data for both internal containment as well as external obligations. And then, you know, multi-sectors and multiple sectors depend on accurate and timely health information systems for decision-making, and mHealth can fit in this space. So the urgency matches with what mHealth has to offer. Now, I just want to kind of leave this space and then take you through the realities of the operations at national level. And this is by no means a very specific example, but this is just a one-country complex example. I want to kind of give you an introduction to the concept of the framework and standards for country health information systems, the so-called HMN framework. The framework kind of articulates how to build health information systems in the interoperable context. It does not assume device. It's a device-independent, agnostic concept. But what it does say is to say, think systematically, and think systematically in a rank order, and it provides those rank order systematic thinking process. And that is the beginning of application of a device where it's appropriate in a way, if you think. So the current adoption of this so-called the Health Metrics Network Framework or the WHO Framework for Standards of Country Health Information Systems Design is in over 84 countries. If you were to take health information system and try to unpack them, you know, we all know here that there's no one box that is labeled as health information system for a country where everything else sits. We understand it is extremely difficult to define, and that's the challenge we as intellectuals here sitting in the room trying to figure out how best to go forward in the space. I'm just going to put a couple of drawings just to illustrate the complexity. So this is an example of a health information systems that is either connected wireless or not connected or connected in different levels. Now, the examples of data sources for many of the country health information systems come from major bundles of data: census, civil registration, population surveys, individual records, service records, resource records, and so on. Many people produce the data. There are ministries of health, finance, education, private sector, and so on and so forth. But if you actually take one step closer, there are a lot of subsystems in the health information systems context. If you think about these buckets, or the containers, if you will, census, vital registration, surveys, health events, health service records, resource tracking, and so on, data actually is being collected in any one of those categories. Usually, activities of health in the national health scene is captured in any of those buckets. So you and I may be working in a country knowingly or unknowingly contributing to those buckets of activity of data. It eventually feeds into, at the national level, an extraction format, whether it is aggregated by manually or aggregated in other formats. And then, of course, it's assembled and compiled and pushed it through the system for country decision making, whether it be malaria, TB, or polio, or whatever else you're looking for. then, you know, there's a stream of policies, resources, and processes that goes along with it to transform this into an operational context. So it is not a one-off idea to think about mHealth as, but it is a part of the bigger process. So I want to kind of make some points regarding that. So if you were to take further down and break down the so-called the conceptual drawing into building blocks of health information systems, there are infrastructures, human resources, knowledge management, financial resources, stewardship, and so on and so forth. When you go one more step closer, there are a lot of engines that are operating that uses any one of those building blocks that you just saw to create a basic processes. And I'm going to show you, in the case of supply chain management itself, if you take the architectural approach to thinking and begin to see if you want to use a mHealth approach, you need to understand the process to the last detail. And it becomes an extremely important part of the process analysis. Workflow process is different than data process, than information flow processes, and they all have to be understood in the context of decision making. So this is an example of a supply chain in El Salvador for drug distribution. The networks are different, not connected in a way. If somebody were to use an mHealth approach to solving problem, they need to know the entire supply chain as to where the information stops and moves forward. So it's not just a solution as you're providing with a device, but the process it needs to aid. It should not stumble the process. So as you know, there are many people who play in the today's playing field of information systems assistance, and many of them are extremely well-intended, but we often create problems. When we go assisting countries without thinking through the entire cycles. So one example is to have vertical donor program being in service, and in fact it is necessary. We cannot underestimate the effect of vertical programs' contributions, and of course they fund specific activities, and data extraction for countries across board becomes complicated. So you may be counting just the HIV patients in one mobile device and TB patients in another one, and sometimes the same person you're talking twice with the two different devices. Interconnectivity and lack of interoperability creates major problems for counting. At the national level, counting becomes a big problem. So we are going to contribute to problems if we don't understand the significance of this. And I'm going to show you a very rapid illustration. This is a health sector overview of a complex country like India, which has almost 2 billion people. And it has 35 states, 640 districts, 10,000 blocks, and thousands of villages. Health gets delivered at the last point in this context. Now, if you were to just put this technical map here, health services are delivered, but not necessarily through electronic means. Data collection, if you keep the same frame in mind, and the data collection happens at different places, and electronic data collection really starts at the district level, whereas delivery of care is already done in the 2 points upstream. So if you're thinking about mobile services delivery, you have to think about the architecture of the data collection process itself. And of course, data is collected in this manner, and this picture is not new. It's only 2 years. It's not new today, but it's only 2 years old. So it gives you an idea of the data being rapidly collected. This is not the example of India per se. This is another country in Central America, and this is a sample of realistically what's happening at the sub-district level, where mobile health can extraordinarily change. But we must understand these processes of data collection. This is, for example, in Bangladesh. Data being aggregated at the national level as a dashboard, which is completely manual, but it is accurate to the day, to the year that we visited. And when I was at CDC, and this was actually the analysis we were conducting. So, of course, you know, data management is another issue, and information management another issue. So, thinking about processes, I'm just going to put some processes for you. I mean, complex workflow of data needs to be understood insofar as interfacing with mobile devices. These pictures are illustrating to you the complex flow of information that goes from point A to B. And here in this case of national public health data flow within the United States, data doesn't simply come through from point A to B. It goes through many myriads of processes. So this is an Ethiopia example of a complex landscape of how data moves from one sector to another. And, of course, we have standards methodologies as scannable forms, which is standardized electronic data collection methods that are already in place in the country, going down to the finer details of an individual record. And then, of course, we have mobile computing environment that is contributing to the process of data collection rapidly, in some cases unstructured, in some cases structured. You know, our distinguished colleagues on the panels who are sitting on here have done an enormous amount of work, and this is kind of a representation to show, and this is, of course, Adam can recognize this in Mozambique in 2005. Lots of work is going on and has been contributed to this thinking process. It all brings down to one thing, which is we have to begin to think about harmonization, interoperability at some level. And this is a CDC Finn drawing, 2005, and we were doing the understanding of what kinds of interoperability standards are necessary for information systems independent of devices. And of course, mobile devices has a whole series of ISO ANSI standards independent of the standards that are normally used in the computing environment. So we must take into account the serious discussions that go with it in designing a service model. And this particular drawing illustrates the center, kind of looks like a house, is a ISO TR, Technical Report 14639, that just got passed in the ISO, that articulates the standards in technical specs. So you're thinking about, you know, articulating how a software collects the data on a mobile health platform, but this one talks about how do you structure the data in that context. So we need to be kind of thinking through for the assistance modality that we are in the countries in adapting these emerging trends. So, of course, countries want to know where they are over time, and the progress is measured only when we go out of business in countries. So, in other words, we should be obsolete in technical assistance. That's our success. And that can only be done through the process of, you know, capacity building. So, and then, of course, there's a whole range of multi-sectoral strengthening in health information systems, especially in the mHealth space, and you have the users of data, the subject matter experts, the telecom solution providers, the mHealth financing that Ray just mentioned about, human resources, the people in the space who are going to be articulating, and the ICT regulatory bodies who are in the space for public health data processes. And then, of course, you have ML policy and planning, which is an execution of the legislative process to create. So we need to kind of think about these players who are in the space. You got Ministry of Health, Finance, Education, Labor, ICT, Infrastructure, private sector, and donors and implementing partners. They're all playing this contributing space work, and coordination here becomes an essential part. So when we come and go in the countries, we put our footprint and we create a process that somebody has to nurture it, and it has to be costed properly, and costing becomes a problem. So alignment of stakeholders had to happen, and this is a line of alignment, if you will, for better health outcomes. If a layer is put as a mobile health on top of this, governments and patients and communities and SMEs and all that, we need to understand the business process of healthcare delivery of what you're suggesting, whatever we are going to have. Here, countries already have health information system strategies, mHealth strategies, HMIS strategies, EMR strategies, ICT strategies, HR capacity strategy. They're also going towards better health outcomes. So when you are thinking about offering country national assistance, we got to understand and do our good homework insofar as going forward. And this alignment, if mHealth were to be in the middle of this health system strengthening alignment, health sciences have advanced in most of the areas, and so has human capacity to some extent, but mHealth approaches may not be. So if you were to put this artificial bar across the three in horizontal, and if you find gaps, conceptual gaps, then that's the gap that we need to fill in. In other words, you know, this figure does not illustrate what the problems are, but it's a conceptual frame for you to think about what is it that I'm going to create as a barrier or as an opportunity. So if you run this line through, the filter that you're going to pass through, that filter will illustrate to you as to what the prospects are insofar as health impact, reliable health data outcomes, and sustainable approach. So I want to give you some consideration, just like Ray did. One is, legislation and policy-enabling environment is needed in the country level to encourage appropriate use of mHealth in public health space. Essential to analyze and document data flow, workflow, and information flow. I showed you some diagrams. It's complicated. You know, we think we solved the problem, but we really probably didn't understand the problem. And half the time, we don't do our homework in rigorous, structured way that is important. Costing and ownership. Okay, you did your work and you left the country, but who is going to take care of the processes? And costing is one of the complex things to do, and costing changes over time. And ownership means what? You know, end-to-end ownership, or just owning the devices or owning the knowledge. And this is another documentation process that needs to be undertaken. Then, of course, last but not least is, as I pointed out, data and interchangeability between mobile devices and enterprise systems, information systems. We must really take into account. Otherwise, Otherwise, we create another silo of collecting health data, unless it is integrated well enough. This is all geared towards the public health. Of course, private health space has different needs and different outputs that is not touched on this presentation. So I want to go back to the three key messages I put out. Reliable health information system is absolutely necessary, and functional information systems needs interoperability environment, and standards will become the key, and it is independent of devices. So I hope that we, sitting in this room, think about mHealth is not just a fashion, and in fact, many people think M will be dropped out of the health because we are not calling e-banking anymore. Banking is electronic. So I'm going to stop here, and thank you very much for your attention.